You know, got back in yesterday and kind of started to get reorganized here. So, you know, today's a good day for us to catch up on a few ends from the last few weeks, first half of the season, and really turn our attention to Buffalo and start getting ready for them, take advantage of the extra time and try to do a good job there. So that's kind of where we're at. Players will be in on Thursday, so we have a good day to get started, and then tomorrow will be an opportunity for us as a coaching staff to really have a good plan in place when players come in, try to get some things done, and take advantage of our opportunity with them before we take a little break until we come back on Tuesday and start our preparations for Buffalo. So that's where we're at.
Bill, on a bye week, and not just specific to this one, but how much time is there for sort of self-evaluation, and if there is time, how critical is that to a bye week?
Oh, I think that's part of it. Yeah, I think that's part of it. You want to get better every week as a football team. You always want to try to improve, and this is a good opportunity for us to try to look at some things that we can do better going forward, but also looking back at maybe things that we could spend more time on to try to improve with a little bit extra time this week from things that didn't go so well at other points, whether it was last week or some other, a problem that's been reoccurring or something that we haven't done as well as we'd like to do. So, yep, that's part of it.
Bill, logistically, what goes into the self-scouting process? Is it extra meetings with scouts? Is it extra meetings with position coaches? What's the normal protocol for you guys on a bye week when it comes to self-scouting?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. We take a look at our statistical information, what we've done, how productive it has or hasn't been, in all aspects. See what tendencies we have created, and whether we're happy with those tendencies or whether we want to change them. And then we go back and look at each of the individual plays and groups of plays, and see if there's something that jumps out, or maybe we go into it looking for something and see what we can find. Sometimes you just look at it after you see a group of 15 or 20 plays in a certain situation, red area, 2 minute, third down, outside runs, inside runs, whatever it happens to be. Sometimes something just jumps out at you. Maybe it's something that probably something that you're aware of, but maybe it's just a little more prevalent than what you expected. So the self-scouting process, the film evaluation, taking a look at how other teams have played us, if there's a common thread there that we're kind of seeing the same coverages or the same front or the same plays or formations or repeating, whatever it happens to be, on a consistent basis, then there's probably a reason for that. Teams are trying to create some type of advantage or positioning that we either we're having trouble with for some reason. So, all those things. But it's more with the coaches. It isn't really involved with scouts. Scouts are, they're involved in personnel scouting, whether it be college scouts or personnel evaluations of our upcoming opponents or other teams in the league that we don't play and so forth.
Bill, I know you said previously that the bye week always comes at a good time, no matter what week it is. Are you feeling any stronger about that, given the fact that, before you guys even got to the game on Sunday, you'd already declared 6 players is out, 12 more is questionable, you're kind of banged up, so to speak?
Well, as I said, I think whenever it comes, it's a good time, and it's now, so we'll try to take advantage of it, use the time the best way that we can to improve our team, to rest and get treatment, all those things. I mean, it's all a part of it.
Will you take any time this weekend to watch some of the other games going on and maybe even some college football?
I'm not really sure what my plans are for this weekend, just taking it one day at a time here. Just trying to get back and get settled and catch up on some of the things I have to do. I'll see where things are when we get to the weekend.
Bill, I know you touched on this a little bit last year before the bye week, but what are some of the things that you tell the rookies before they leave the facility for an extended time?
Well, so the most important thing for all of us is just to be careful. Use good judgment. Be careful. Come back with a fresh attitude and ready to go.
Besides coming back a little bit earlier than planned, has Sandy adjusted your guys' bye week schedule at all, or have you guys just kind of gone about your business as normal?
So far, it's been normal. Yeah, we'll see what we get here later on in the week relative to practice on Thursday. But we've been inside the protective walls of the stadium today, so I don't know if how good or bad it is and is out there, but we haven't felt it. It's been a normal day for us inside these protective walls.
All right, then. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Joe.
Great. We'll see you guys later.